Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. My name is John Ryan. I'm your host. My co-host is Otto Loos.
It's been tough to take a nap this time,
John. Oh, yeah. there is talk about getting in the covers, though, so that's another story altogether. We are talking with Beverly Munter here, and I want to give out Beverly's phone number. And the purpose, here's the number. It's 516-330-4111. That's 516-330-4111. Now, this is not for men listening. Please, don't be calling her. Everything is taken care of there. This is for, Beverly's also a coach. And so the stuff that we're listening to on the radio here this morning, sometimes people need that little push, that little assurance that this, what, they're worth it. They can go out there and meet somebody. And that's a separate thing that Beverly does, and she charges a fee, and that's between you calling Beverly. We're out of that. That has nothing to do with us. But you want some information. This is a woman, obviously, 1,500 men later. Cleopatra, I don't think, had that many men. But nevertheless, that's besides the point. Otto, I'm going back to you.
Well, no, I think it's great. And we were talking offline a little bit here about people who use the computer. You can go through the dating online, and unfortunately, we do have a lot of seniors who don't use a computer. Not a lot, but enough. And you had some suggestions for people who are in that bracket. Maybe you might point a couple of those ideas out.
Well, I'm a great advocate of the libraries because they have wonderful programs for seniors, and you meet people. I met many, many of the men that I spoke to at a library because through the programs. And I happen to be very outgoing, so you're going to have to go approach them. They're not going to come over to you, maybe. They're shy, too. You know, a guy has been taken care of most of his life by his mother and then his wife, and so it's difficult for them. A woman really can go over to them and say, hi, name yourself, you know, tell your name. And before you know it, and I always started out by saying, how'd you like a new friend? Because they're scared, you know, they think you're after them. So I never did that. I'd say, I want a friend, want to go with me to lunch? Let's go together. And I never, ever asked them to pay. I always split.
This is like on the first time you're walking up to, I'm in the library hanging out.
That's
reading
right.
The paper, you're walking over.
I
me.
Did it.
Would you like to go to lunch?
Yeah, I did it.
Okay.
And you know what I did? This is very interesting. On one of my first dates, I was so scared. Figure out, I was married 51 years. So a guy met me and he said, would you go to a diner with me? And I said, of course. And I watched what he ate, and he ordered lettuce and tomato on white bread. I didn't know if he was cheap or he just was dieting. So I said, oh, I always eat lettuce and tomato and white bread. And that's what I had when I went out with him. And afterward, he was a very nice man. It didn't work out. But that's what I did. I was frightened. Don't think you're not going to be scared the first time you go out with someone, because I sure as hell was. I was very scared.
Okay. And I know people would be in that boat. What do you think gave you the determination to get over the scaredness and walk up to me and say, would you like to have lunch?
Well, I always was very forward.
Okay. Even
I would get into an elevator. It just happened to me this week, and everybody was facing me. I was could squeeze into it. I told them all to turn around. The door was the other way when they get out. So they all turned around, and the door wasn't the other way. And I just did it to get a laugh.
Okay.
It's just me. I'm
okay, it's a personality thing. Okay.
It's my personality, I guess.
You could probably walk around in a supermarket with a cart all day and sort of case the area, see what's happening.
This is true.
That's what I do. I get a lot of information. When I fill my cart and I put cookies in it or a lot of stuff, I'll turn to someone and say, are you looking in my cart? I know you're looking at my body and you're looking in my cart. Well, you shouldn't be doing that. So what I started doing was going to Walmart, because those people didn't care what I put into my cart.
There you go.
So I have fun. I have fun meeting people, making them laugh.
What's next in your career? I know you. I read in the newspaper that you did the governor's.
Yes, I did.
Comedy.
Governor's is huge. I read that.
That's where I went to school. My daughter and I have always wanted to fill my bucket list. So she said, "Let's go and join this comedy club." She is funny as well, and we did. We took an 8-week course with 22.
Beverly's daughter is Holly, who is here but is not participating.
Yes.
She's the PR guy or woman.
She's also an executive in business too.
She could talk too if she wanted to.
100%
microphone on.
Yeah.
And then you can talk, Holly, if you want.
Yeah.
I give her permission. But we are really friends as well. And so we did this comedy club with 22-year-olds. And here the old lady came in with her daughter, and they called me Mom. And I was very lucky. They thought I was funny enough. They kept making me the headliner. And from that, an agent approached me and said, would you appear at another club, which I did. And then I appeared at a lovely restaurant in Huntington, Cinque Terre. They asked me to come. So it evolved. I've had calls from someone call me from Tampa, would I go to senior centers in Florida. And I also was told that I should be on cruise ships. The fact is that I am with a man now for 9 years, and we do travel a lot. And I do entertain on cruise ships, but I entertain people who are sitting at my table. I don't get paid for it. Mostly when I meet people and I'll sit it with 8 to 10 people, then I go into my routine. And then people are very funny. They hear I'm a comedian and they say, you want to hear a joke? They think they're forced to tell me jokes. But I don't really tell jokes. I just speak from life. Mm-hmm. I just speak about the things I know, the things I see. And it's true. A lot of it, I went out with a man who was introduced to me, 95 years old. A friend of mine said, go out with him. And I did. And he was lovely. We went to dinner and held my chair for me. And he was wonderful. And I was really disappointed he didn't call me after a couple of weeks. But then I read in the newspaper that he died. And I was so upset at first, but then I said, boy, I'm really happy. I thought he didn't like me.
Yeah.
So these are the things that happen, and I base it on people that I meet and things that happen to me.
Which is probably a lot of things over the years.
Oh, God.
Oh, my goodness. 82 years almost? Of course.
Yes.
Lots of things have happened.
But anybody listening, and I think one of the most important things is somebody's not going to have your ability for comedy, but what they have to find is a focus like you have.
Yeah.
I mean, and you have to have enough, basically, respect for yourself and love for yourself to have fun and say, listen, I'm going to go over to Holly and say hello, whoever it's going to be. Because, you know, you're going to be 82, you're going to be 85, you're going to be 90. And why should you look back and say, my husband died when I was 70. Here, I'm 90. That was 20 years ago. And what have I done in 20 years? Oh, I had Holly and I meant that. You know, it's like, why? Enjoy your life.
You know, everybody has a different way of handling grieving, if you will. And some people, frankly, can't go forward. And you really have no choice, in my opinion. You have to go forward because you can't go the other way.
Right.
It doesn't work.
Well, I tried. I tried one of those grieving groups, and I lasted about 2 weeks.
I read that.
And it wasn't for me because they wanted to only speak, of course, of their mates that they had lost.
Right.
And I said, come on, let's go to a dance. Let's go somewhere. They said, but you just lost your husband. I said, that's right. But I had 51 wonderful years with the love of my life. And I'm going to go out there, and there's got to be somebody else because I love companionship.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not like you forget. You never forget.
Of course not.
All right? It's always there. But you have no choice, in my opinion, but to go forward.
Right.
You have to go forward.
Well,
and as I said, it's a little easier when you're younger because there's a lot of things in your favor. And when you get older, you can kind of put yourself into a self-pity mode, if you will, that poor me, I had to go through this. You're not the first person on the planet that went through this. You know, a lot of people go through it, and you really have you got to pull yourself together and go forward. It's not like you're anti the person who you loved, as
right.
you pointed out, for 51 years. It's not that at all.
I
but
think
you
the
know
important
what it
thing,
is.
I'm sorry, is in Beverly's case and in Otto's and everybody else, the second person who's come into your life of meaning didn't replace the first one.
No.
That person's still there and always
Absolutely.
Will be. The memory, it's just another journey. Nothing more.
It's the train ride we've talked about
right,
on
yeah,
this
yeah,
show.
Right, yeah, you have a great
You know, you
that.
Go on a train ride, you start life on a train, your mother and your father there at the beginning of the train ride, you go along and you go to grammar school and you go to kindergarten and more people get on the train. People get on, people get off, and you go to work. You work there 35 years. A lot of people were on and off the train as you were going through that journey, and that's life. The train ride.
Right.
People get on, people get off, and the train keeps going until you hit the last stop.
Well, a lot of people say, I don't know if I want to meet someone again because I don't know if I want to take care of them at our age.
Right.
And here's what I tell them. I say, listen, you think your children want to go to the doctor with you and sit there while you're having an endoscopy or something like that? You need somebody to take you. You need somebody to go with. You need someone to go to a movie with.
Mm-hmm.
So why? Why are you putting yourself in this position? It's so much fun to be with someone else. So don't sit back in that chair. Go to a library. Go. I'm on a bank line. I must have met so many friends on a bank line. And I gravitate to people, so naturally they want to be my friend. So as my daughter tells me, please write down everyone's name so at your funeral I can invite everybody because you know so many people now. And that's the point of humor, by the way. I already said to her, I'm going to write my eulogy because, after all, who knows me better than me? And so I think about things in life that can happen to you. And what happened to me, yes, it's very sad that I lost my husband, of course. But look what's happened to me since. It's now going to be 12 years. I've evolved into a different person. I have another career. I am not working for 6 years. I'm a comedian, yes, but what's going to happen next? I don't know. I took up painting again. I used to paint. I paint again. I took up the comedy. I always wrote children's books for my grandchildren. I do write again. And so it allows you, when you're a senior, to have the time to do things that are within you that you never really have time for when you're young.
That's why I like sitting here.
I agree. This is perfect.
I would like that. I would like to talk to people because that's what I do.
Yeah.
We're basically out of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, Beverly came on as a comedian, and she's going off the show with me anyway, having so much respect for what you've accomplished as a person, not as a comedian, as a mother, as a husband, as a wife, excuse me, that it's just, you should be emulated by people because put the next foot forward. Don't go right into the grave. Put the next foot forward. If you'd like to talk with Beverly, give her a call at 516-330-4111. Or anytime, call 311 and we'll have her information. You've been listening to 88.1 FM, WCWP.org. We'll be right back.